Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello to you because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. It's been a long news week here in Albany. Looking forward to having some fun. But before we can do that, why don't you clear up your challenge from last time?
I said, start with the phrase number, please. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word for something a cat often seeks out, and a five-letter word for what they might do in it. What are the words? Well, if you change the R to an S, you can spell sunbeam and sleep.
Ah.
Which is something I wouldn't mind doing right now.
All right, Mike. Sunday is Selection Sunday, and a slightly altered NCAA tournament starts on Thursday. It comes after a season where entire leagues didn't finish due to COVID, and players didn't lose a year of eligibility for playing, in some cases, a third of the normal number of college basketball games. At any rate, the tournament will no doubt have its share of upsets and buzzer beaters as usual. In honor of the big dance, we'll play a game of categories today. I'll give you a category, and you give me possible answers, starting with NCAA.
Okay, so one N, one C, and two A's?
That's correct.
Selection Sunday is brunch, right?
Yeah. Orange juice or coffee, or both.
That's right. That's Selection Sunday, is what beverage do I want with my avocado toast?
All right. First up, European countries.
Are we counting Netherlands?
Yeah.
Czech Republic?
Good one. Yep.
And then the two A's, you could do Austria.
You could. Can you think of a very tiny country?
No. Oh, how about Andorra?
Andorra's right. Good. We would have accepted Armenia, Albania, Croatia, Cyprus, Norway. Let's see how you do with U.S. state capitals.
Ooh. Albany for one
Good.
Of the A's.
I'm glad you got that one.
Columbus, Ohio.
Good.
Annapolis, Maryland would be an A.
Oh, sure.
Also Atlanta.
Yep.
Austin, I got a lot of A's. Nashville
yes.
is the only N, right?
Good job. I think this one might be my favorite, but I don't know how it will go. Let's do popular breakfast cereal brands.
C could be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh, A, let's see. A's could be, there's Apple Jacks.
Good.
A.
One that fits this category.
Oh, you know what? It's funny. It's Alphabits.
Good.
And?
Common ingredient in some cereals. That starts with N.
Is there a nut cereal?
Yes.
Nut?
And something else mixed together.
Oh, nut and honey.
Yeah, good job. Cocoa Krispies, Cracklin, Oat Bran, Corn Pops, Corn Flakes, Chex, Crispix, Cap'n Crunch, Cheerios, Nutri-Grain, All Bran. Okay, let's do an easier one, perhaps. Major League Baseball teams.
I assume you want the nickname and not the city?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. There are the Nationals, as
Good.
In the Washington Nationals.
That's the only N.
You could do the Cubs
mm-hmm.
for Chicago for C.
Or their arch rival.
Say White Sox doesn't start with C. the Cardinals.
Yes, good.
I got the Astros first, then the Athletics, the Angels.
Mm-hmm. U.S. President's last names.
N is going to be Nixon.
That's the only N.
And C, you can get Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And you're two... I'm going to not be a jerk and say Adams and Adams for my two A's. Are there any other A's?
There's one other A, and he is buried near this studio.
Oh, Arthur, Chester
yep.
A. Arthur.
Good. There's three more C's, one of whom is three. Alive.
Oh, Clinton. Cleveland, speaking of baseball.
Good. One
Cleveland
of them.
Again. No, just kidding. The two non-consecutive. Oh, Coolidge is the other
Good.
One.
Good. Well, Mike Nothnagel's bracket wasn't busted. He went 5 for 5 this week. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you just can't stop putting things into categories, head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions where you can revisit the ones that Ian just asked me. I have a feeling that he will have a couple of extra credit overtime questions for you as well. And he also has a challenge. Ian.
Of all the colleges to win consecutive men's basketball NCAA tournament championships, which is located the furthest south?
Buenos Aires University.
You remember that Final Four in Tierra del Fuego?
Oh, it was a barn burner.
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.